government information from China shows that the number of babies born in China fell again last year to a record low. The falling number of births could hurt China's plans to develop the nation. The ruling Communist Party plans to develop technology and economic growth that can support the nation instead of depending on exports for development. But the fall in population has brought warnings that China may have too few workers to support a growing number of retired people. The government reported this month that about 10.6 million babies were born in 2021. That is down 12% from the 12 million reported for 2020. The National Bureau of Statistics reported that the total population was 1.4 billion at the end of 2021. That is an increase of 480,000 from 2020. The percentage of people aged 16 to 59, the official working age population, fell to 882.2 million. That is 62.5% of China's total population, down from 63.3% in 2020. 10 years ago, that percentage was 70.1%. The average number of births per mother was 1.3 in 2020. That number is well below the 2.1 necessary to keep the population from falling. Song Jiang is a professor at the Center for Population and Development at Renmin University in Beijing. He said China needs to boost the willingness to have children. He added, "We need to make people feel that having children or forming a family is attractive." The ruling Communist Party has restricted births since 1980 to slow population growth using its one-child policy. It enforced this policy with threats of fines or dismissal from jobs. This led to abuses, including forced abortions. Parents who wanted to have a son killed baby girls. This created a higher number of males to females in China. In 2015, the party permitted each family to have two children, but the birth rate continued to fall. This suggests the policy had little effect on the trend of having smaller families. In 2021, China eased restrictions to permit families to have three children. But families in China say it is difficult to raise a child. They say high costs, the effects at work, and the need to look after aging parents adds difficulties. Chinese comments on social media about the change to permit more children say the change does nothing to help young parents. They criticized the need for help with medical bills, low incomes, and long working hours, popularly known as 996, or 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week. Every stage of the problem hasn't been solved, said a comment on the popular Sina Weibo website signed Tchaikovsky. They added, "Who will raise the baby? Do you have time? I go out early and get back late. Kids don't know what their parents look like." China hopes to increase the Han majority population, but it is working to reduce the births of Uyghur and other minorities to reduce the Muslim population, an Associated Press investigation said. The AP investigation is based on government information, state documents, and speaking with family members, ex-detainees, and a person involved with a detention center. It found the government regularly subjects women to pregnancy tests and forces the use of birth control devices. It also found the government enforced sterilization or measures that permanently prevent a person from having a child, and abortion on hundreds of thousands. While the use of birth control devices and sterilization has fallen across China, it is rising in Xinjiang. I'm Gregory Stockel.